The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And now, it's time for Radio Jobline with your host, Scott Possessor, right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Everybody, must be Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. or it could be Sunday from Wednesday to 8 to 9 p.m. We're on twice a week to help you with your career, talk about different industries, get you more to be a more engaged employee, a more persuasive employee. So many things we do here on Radio Jobline. We just spent the last 8 months talking people off the ledge that are so deeply into the pandemic and didn't know how to move forward. We had a lot of great shows, Kenny, that when they pass out awards for talk shows, we're probably going to get one. But I don't know if maybe we're not big enough, but we should have gotten one because we helped an awful lot of people with all those pandemic shows. We must 100%. Have had 30 of them or so. But you know, now we're starting to get a little bit away from COVID. The economy's turning around a little bit. The filings for unemployment rate have been down the last couple of weeks. The numbers, the infection rates look a little bit better. And hopefully we're going to take off now. We're going to have some good economic growth. Things are going to be good for a year or two. That would be lovely. Mm-hmm. We're not there yet. You know, we keep wanting to say it's over and that we're there, but we're not there. I'm vaccinated and I'm still using a mask. So, you know, and as long as I'm wearing a mask, this thing's not over. But we're going to talk more about that today with a person who is what they call a COVID long hauler. Happens to be a good friend of mine by the name of Jerry Dolan. And Jerry is a member of the insurance industry. So along the way, we're going to talk all about the insurance industry, how to get into it, what's good about it, what to like about it. Jerry's going to provide all that information and to tell us everything about what he went through and how it has such a deep impact on people if you're a long hauler in terms of being able to go to work every day and have a decent, you know, a normal life. So I don't think normal is one of the words Jerry's going to use. Mm-hmm. But anyway, tell us a little bit, Kenny, about Jerry. Oh, no, before you do that, tell us about the update on Ken Connolly.
Yes, Scott. So I got news last week that I did, in fact, get offered the paid position for the internship. And I'll be doing an array of things from what Mike, the wonderful producer, does here at LI News Radio, behind the board, learning the controls. The potential to be on the air, do the sports update possibly for the morning show. So a lot of good things entailed in it, and I'm looking forward to it, but I want to stress this point. I stressed it last show. Scott Possessor urges everybody out there, do your research before the interview because knowledge is power. Learn about the company before you go in, because if you have that knowledge of the company that you're applying for and that you're getting interviewed by, it only relaxes the interview because you stress how much you know about them, shows them that you care, and it makes it more conversational, just like we do here on Jobline. We make it conversational.
Kenny, tell them exactly what happened, you know, with how you were able to use the knowledge.
Mm-hmm. So she started out, you know, basic experience. You know, I noticed you had shows on college, this and that, and in between, you know, talking, like, she was like, well, you know, if you were here, you could work with the morning show host. And then I was like, oh, wasn't it 2 years ago, wasn't so-and-so involved in the programming and on the morning show at this time? And she was like, oh, wow, like, I'm surprised you knew that. Like, you definitely did your research. And just in between talking to her, I would throw in little things like, oh, didn't you guys have this in 2013, this and that? So just making it conversational, it'll really relax the interview.
Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. All right, so when do you start? Give us all the updates.
So May 10th, I'm set to start. I am not set on a schedule yet, but I'll have that soon. But for the foreseeable future, as of now, I will still be doing Jobline with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to this opportunity. Radio Jobline and LI News Radio really helped to give me this shot to get further in my radio career.
And this is a paid gig.
Mm-hmm.
So
first paid.
Congratulations. First paid gig in the broadcasting business. So congratulations. Mike, can we give him a round of applause? Can they hear you in there, Mike? All right.
Thank you, guys.
If we had more people, it would be much more applause. Okay. And so now we're going to flip it over to Jerry Dolan and talk about the insurance business and what he went through with the long hauler. Mm-hmm. But let's find out about Jerry first.
Bit about Jerry. He is agency owner of Dolan Associates Insurance and Financial Services, serving New York metropolitan area, including Long Island, the five boroughs, New Jersey, and Connecticut. He has 37 years in the insurance industry. Gerard started as an underwriter with Allstate Insurance Company in 1984, and he joined the sales team 2 years later and has had numerous roles, including market analyst, field sales leader, sales education leader, and agency owner. He's owned multiple award-winning agencies at Allstate and Farmers Insurance, achieved Chairman's Inner Circle, National Conference, Toppers Club, and Line Leaders Awards, and Mr. Dolan's current practice is focused on helping small business owners plan for financial success. He helps them choose savings and retirement strategies and then design protection plans that help secure their vision of the future for their business and family. Product and services include business savings plans, annuities, life insurance, disability income insurance, business owner policies, umbrella protection, and workers' compensation coverage. And he is affiliated with multiple carriers. Primary appointments are Farmers Insurance for Property and Casualty and Garden Life for Life. Lastly, disability and annuities? Did I pronounce that
annuities?
Right? Annuities.
Annuities. Okay.
Had it near perfect.
All right. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scott. Thank you. Thanks so much. Thanks, Ken.
Great to have my old buddy here, Jerry. And I think we've mentioned it before, but Jerry and I know each other because we worked together at a company called United Way some years ago. Seems like 1,000 years ago, right, Jerry?
It was a lifetime ago.
And then we became friends and stayed in touch, and we connect on LinkedIn here and there. And then you confided in me, Jer, not too long ago, that you were a COVID long hauler, which I thought was, you know, really awful to hear one of my friends had been involved with that. Jerry, tell us a little bit about it. You know, like what was going on in your life when that happened, and what kind of an impact it had on you?
Sure. I mean, that's the million-dollar question, Scott. I mean, well, obviously, the pandemic has affected everyone in some way, you know, some more than others. And I will tell you, I feel very grateful that, you know, I have it better than others do. Mm-hmm. So, and there are people that are still really suffering with it, even a year or more later. And so anyway, just to give you the synopsis, last April, I contracted and was diagnosed with COVID-19. And, you know, what I was hoping would be maybe a 2 or 3 week, you know, event, mm-hmm. ended up being a very long-lasting and long-term issue in mm-hmm. some ways still. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everything from breathing and, you know, pulmonary issues to some neurological problems and, you know, extreme fatigue and really a number of symptoms that were very extreme in the beginning and for an extended period of time, many months. Mm. And periodically, even still, you know, almost like I don't even know what to equate it to, like malaria, where it will reappear mm-hmm. like years later. You know, there are still periods of time where I suffer some of those same symptoms. So it's definitely been a life-changing event in many ways, and it certainly affects your ability to operate a business. You know, if you're a sole proprietor, you know, the business really stands on your ability to be healthy first and foremost, and then to operate at a very high level. And if you can't do that, then, you know, there's a significant impact to that. So my practice really at the time suffered. You know, I really was not in a position to, again, operate at an optimal level, which is what's required to, you know, to compete in the marketplace. And then you throw in the economic struggles that the entire country has suffered. And, It made for a tough time.
It's Jerry. When I hear it, it's really, you know, I don't even know where to start. You know, it's like I don't know. It's hard to even know what to ask you. But first of all, are you one of the folks that lost the taste and smell?
I did lose taste and smell for a period of time. That was not, you know, for me, that wasn't the primary concern. The primary really was my breathing and or inability to breathe.
So Jerry, what happens? I mean, so you know, you wake up with these symptoms and you've got a job to do. You're right. You know, you're running an insurance agency. How did you juggle it? What did it look like, you know, a month into this?
Well, a month into it, I really was not operating at all.
Mm.
There was not much juggling at that point. I just wasn't physically able to work, so I didn't. And, you know, unfortunately, my timing was such was that I did not really have a significant going concern. I was restarting a practice after having sold my farmer's agency to my key person and entering into management. I decided to, pull out of management and really restart my agency. And then all of a sudden the pandemic hit. So the timing of it was just, you know, it was as bad as you could imagine. Any kind of startup is challenging when you're starting something from literally nothing.
Mm.
Or no clients. I shouldn't say I was starting with nothing. I was starting with a lot of relationships and experience and a business system and all that. But you're starting with no clients, which means no revenue. And really the timing of it was such that I really could not launch it the way I had anticipated.
Unbelievable. So, okay, so then bring us up. So bring us up month by month from that point, Jer, right, you know, right through where we are today.
Sure. Well, I mean, month by month is kind of hard to say. Some months are good.
Yeah.
Others not so good. But as time went on, you know, you find another level of energy. You know, there are certain things that were recommended to me by the doctors that I was under the care of, and, you know, an enormous amount of reading and research on, what other long haulers were experiencing. And there are a lot of them, believe me, there are a lot of people suffering, you know, far, far worse than I am.
Well, let me jump in. Let me just ask a question about the severity. So people, sure, when they think of people that have the flu, any flu, you know, you think of people that are, you know, really, really messed up. You know, they yeah, can't do much. They got chills. They're shaking all over, sweaty. You know, they're having all kinds of problems, with the, sure, breathing and the coughing and all the other cold symptoms. But, you know, there's other more lurking symptoms with COVID, like the brain fog that I've been hearing about and other things too, Jerry. So give us, how bad was it and how long did it take to get some semblance so that you could get back to work?
Well, I would say it was a good 6 months for me.
Okay. Wow, 6 months.
Before I was able to really even begin that process. And then the last 6 months have been very slow going.
Mm.
And I would say it's really just recently that I am, I'm feeling where I'm at a point where I can sort of engage at a, you know, reasonably high level.
Yeah. I mean, you sound fine now, Jer. You know, your voice is all good. Your pacing is good. So no one would know that you were a sick man there,
right,
for a while. But that must have been just awful. And did you have some support in the family, Jer?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my wife has been amazing. And, my family, my close friends, all very supportive. Doctors, really supportive.
Mm.
And, you know, again, everybody's touched by this. You know,
yeah,
if you have somebody in your family who's suffering, whether it be a short-term, event or a long-term, you know, they're being affected by it in some way. But, without the support, you know, Alice has been really fantastic and, has done everything that she can to support me in every way.
So how does the business stand now? Are you now able to do what you meant to do a year ago?
Well, I think I am. I'm about to find out. It's almost like another relaunch. I've had to re-engineer the business a little bit. I am focusing more on the financial services side of the practice.
Right.
Part of the reasoning behind that is that I can control my calendar a little more so than a very service-intensive business like property and casualty.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be available all the time,
right?
Because it's so service-intensive. So I've kind of shifted away from that because, again, you know, there are times where I really cannot be.
Mm.
And if I had a going concern, an agency that had a large book of business that, you know, had a large staff, it'd be a different story. But that's not the case now.
Right.
It wasn't a year ago.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, you intended to spend this last year a lot more differently than you actually did. We take our hats off to you, Jerry, because we hear about these long haulers, and you don't really stop to think about how it impacts their jobs and their lives and their careers. You know, I mean, it's a permanent change. It's something you can't erase. You know, it's like you lost that year.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah. You definitely, if you look back, you say, you know, what happened to that year? And you're right, you never get that back.
Mm.
The only thing you can do, though, is, you know, do everything that you can to be healthy in every other way and really hope that it doesn't become a permanent issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fact is that the medical community really doesn't know enough yet to say whether some of these symptoms will remain for some of us.
So the question also becomes, you know, would one of those monoclonal antibodies help you, or one of those cocktails, one of those Regeneron cocktails you hear about, you know? Is there a medication out there, Jerry, for long haulers that can make it better?
I don't know that there is. Again, there's a lot of conjecture, and, you know, there are a lot of studies being done. There are centers now that are devoted to long haulers.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Mount Sinai really was the first one. I know that there are others. I don't believe that there is a definitive solution right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard and read that there has been a positive effect for long haulers who've gotten the vaccination.
Right. What about you? Are you vaccinated now?
For whatever reason.
Are you vaccinated?
I just got mine 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
My second.
Your second. Okay. So now you are fully vaccinated. Is it helping the way you feel at all?
I mean, I feel great.
Mm.
So, yeah, I guess today, yes.
Yeah, so I think the problem, what I'm reading between the lines is maybe the problem is you just don't know how you're going to feel the next day, right, Jerry? It's like you feel fine and everything's good even for a week or two, and then all of a sudden you could wake up sick, right?
It could, yes.
Mm.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So what a disaster that would be for anybody's job. You know, Jerry, and you're more of an entrepreneur. Imagine if you worked in a bank. You know, you have to be there 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. You know, there's no flexibility. You know, you couldn't work. You'd have to quit your job.
I mean, sure. You know, or go on long-term disability, or, you know, certainly it would be difficult to perform at a level that your employer expected you to.
Mm.
And, you know, and again, I'm guessing that, you know, the majority of employers are very understanding to what's happening out there.
Yeah.
The vast majority.
That's for sure. I mean, we did lose more people with this pandemic than in World War One and World War Two combined. So
that's an amazing statistic.
It's just the ugliest statistic I've ever read or thought or heard or saw. So anyway, so Jer, so what does the agency look like now? So is it just you right now and you're about to hire some people, or are you handling it all yourself?
Yeah, well, it's just me, and I have a part-time marketing assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now marketing is what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have a whole lot of service at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, I would say over the next 6 months, I will be hiring a full-time licensed service representative.
Okay.
So that's the game plan.
Okay.
And, you know, you've got to build to a certain point to be able to validate that financially. But I'm hoping, I'm hoping that within the first 6 months, by the 6 month mark, I'll have another representative, and then within a year, I'll have a second.
Okay. Well, they couldn't be working for a better guy, and I know that from experience. You're listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor and Ken Connolly. We have Jerry Dolan on the phone today, a wonderful friend and a great business person, and also a long hauler who has suffered mightily from COVID. So if you have anyone in the family that's suffered from this, they might want to hear Jerry's story and see how he put up with it. If you have an idea for Radio Jobline and would like to be on the show, you can write to me, scottp118@gmail.com, or you can write to Kenny.
Kenny.radiojobline@gmail.com.
All right, and we will happily discuss your idea, perhaps have you on the program yourself the way Jerry is today, and talk about whatever's on your mind as it relates to the world of work and the world of success. We've got a news break coming up. I want you to stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
And now, welcome back to Radio Jobline with your host, Scott Possessor, right here on LI News Radio.
And welcome back to Radio Jobline with your host, Scott Possessor, and myself, the super intern, as Scott likes to call me, Ken Connolly. Today, we are talking with Jerry Dolan. He's the agency owner of Dolan Associates Insurance and Financial Services. And every week here on Jobline, you hear an array of things from problems in the workplace to how different job sectors have fared with the pandemic. And obviously, our most important reason for the show is to help you find a job in this crazy marketplace that we now live in 2021. And before we get back to Jerry, I have a couple pieces of business, starting with BizShout. Socially Promote Yourself or Your Business is a promotional and advertising platform in social media that combines the cultures and services of Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, sharing a new business casual environment to uniquely promote content through entertaining shouts. For their first service, they designed a creative resume to help users potentially land their dream job five times greater by showcasing their elevator pitch and demonstration videos in a handsomely designed portfolio and searchable database. Joining BizShout and designing a creative resume are free at BizShout.com, spelled with two Z's. Build yours today for faster placement. And a creative resume is basically an upgrade of your typical resume where you just put your experience, you know, what you've done, your education. With a creative resume, it is exactly what it says. It's a combination of Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can obviously put your experience, but in a more in-depth way, videos about yourself, also known as shouts as well, which is kind of like a tweet on Twitter where you can really promote what you're trying to do and get that dream job. And the next piece of business here that we have is from our recent guest, Scott Nicholson. Nothing in life, in business, in sports, or in families happens or succeeds without leaders. Unfortunately, the sad reality is that most people who call themselves leaders have no idea how to be a leader, nor do they understand what true world-class leadership really is. The world needs more leaders, and help is here. 25-year successful business entrepreneur and leadership expert Scott Nicholson has developed a powerful 5-part leadership seminar series called The Experience of World-Class Leadership that educates current and future leaders on all of the essential and key character traits and leadership tactics necessary for individuals to propel themselves into the highest levels of successful leadership. Whether you're a young business professional, college-age student, or someone who's in a leadership role and wants to become a stronger leader, this 5-part 90-minute seminar will provide the leadership framework and foundation for all those individuals looking to become not just a leader, but a world-class leader. You can register for each session individually for only $19.99. The date for the Essence of World-Class Leadership Seminar Part 1 is May 5th at 6:30 p.m. To register, visit www.cclp.com. seedsofachievements with an S.com. Scroll to the bottom of the homepage and click on the register button. Scott, back to you.
All right, $19.99, that's a pretty good price. What can you get for $19.99 these days? So if you can get a future leader, that's well worth it. Jerry, we're back, and okay. I do want to talk about the insurance business today. We're gonna devote the second half of the show to answering some questions, Jerry, about that people may have, you know, about the insurance business. Sure. For example, when I worked in recruiting very, very early in my career, I'm going to say 300-400 years ago, there was a certain industry where it was all on the carrier side, Jerry. So I worked for Cigna and Hartford and Kemper and a lot of companies that aren't even around anymore, Chubb, you know, all these property casualty companies, and they had a budget to pay fees for underwriters and loss control people and claims people and so on, and I got familiar with that. And then I discovered there was an agency side of the business that I was not nearly as familiar with because they weren't set up to work with the recruiters the way I was operating. So I didn't learn that much about it, but I know it's quite similar. Why are there two different worlds, Jerry? Why is there the agency side and the carrier side? Why isn't it all one big thing?
Well, that's a great question, Scott. And the simple answer to that is the agency side of the business is the traditional model for how the product is distributed to the public. So, you know, on the company side, it's where the product is developed and built and priced and supported, through the claims department, the claims process. So all of the inner workings of the product offering is developed inside and distributed by an agency system where you have licensed professionals that are engaging with the public and, you know, hopefully making the right recommendations for product and coverage and, you know, things like that. And then servicing those accounts, you know, when the client needs them most, generally at claim time. But even in between renewals, you know, there's lots of engagement opportunity to help clients have the right risk management program for their business or their home, for that matter.
Right.
So that's the short the shortest version I can give.
Okay, but doesn't the other side, Jer, just clarify this one thing. So you're reaching out to people, you're dealing with the users, the people that need the insurance. But on the side that I was describing, they're more dealing with corporations, right? It's not so much individuals.
Well, you know, again, when you say dealing with corporations, the insurance company, each company is a vast conglomeration of many different disciplines inside the company. So they could have a corporate sales department internally where they go direct to large accounts. But for the most part, most of the insurance carriers will distribute through an agency system of some kind.
Right. And there were some bigger agencies dealing with these very big insurance carriers. Like I remember we're going back those 300 years, but it was, I remember Sterling and Sterling, Alexander and Alexander. Those names sound familiar, Jerry?
Absolutely.
And they're probably not around anymore, right?
Sterling. Well, Sterling and Sterling, I believe. I don't know about Alexander and Alexander. Sterling and Sterling, absolutely.
All right, so those guys would be the ones to bring the business to Cigna, you know, in those big, you know, multi-billion-dollar companies. So it's sort of like you have to look at the scale. So you could be dealing on the personal side, like your automobile insurance and your home insurance and things like that. So that's really personal insurance, and as well the commercial insurance. So we can't get confused. It's two different worlds, two different sides of the fence. Tell us about some of the various jobs, Jerry, like a claims adjuster. I mean, we all think we know what a claims adjuster does. That's the person you call when your car's got smashed up, and they have the good bedside manner, right, Jerry? And they keep you calm and make sure you get set up for some sort of a review to look at the car and so on. And what kind of training is involved? Can anybody become a claims adjuster?
Well, I mean, there's a fair amount of training for that. So, you know, and I think most companies, most large companies will have some sort of track, an education track to get you from being, you know, an examiner or at a clerk level where you're just basically taking information or supporting an adjuster and then actually becoming an adjuster. And it's, you know, I couldn't tell you exactly how long that takes, but I would imagine at least a year of training before you're put in a position where you're solo in the field.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking you'd have to learn about cars. You'd have to know about your different types of cars, how the mechanics of the cars work, how they're constructed, what's a car that needs to be totaled versus a car that can still be salvaged. So I don't think there's any way around learning all about cars.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's much more specialized than it ever was. So you typically don't have an auto adjuster also handling home losses. Mm-hmm. You know, they're very different. Mm. You're 100% right. Whatever discipline you're involved in, it's an enormous amount of learning to understand the ins and outs of the value of those things, like the cars. Because in the end, that's what a claims adjuster does. Their job is to investigate the claim and to, you know, of course, you know, provide the insured with an experience that they're expecting, but to also make a fair assessment of the cost to replace the, whatever item has been lost.
I'm thinking that someone that repairs cars and really knows cars, how to swap out computers and, you know, looking for a new career path, that might be a great career path for him. Because he can, you know, benefit from the knowledge he's already got and cut down on the need for training. So I think some of these things make sense. Let's talk about underwriters, Jerry. We've got them on both the agency side and the commercial side. So on the carrier side. So tell us, what does an underwriter do?
Well, an underwriter really is a risk manager. So they will take a case, an application, and their job is to evaluate whether or not it fits the appetite of the carrier, and that's primary. And then secondarily, at what price they can offer the product. Mm. So they play a major, major role on the front end of the customer experience, also on engaging with the distribution system, the agency that's brought the customer to the table. But also for the company's profitability, because if they're not doing it the right way, then the company ultimately becomes unprofitable, and that turns into rate increases, which obviously affects your relationship with clients and your ability to grow the business. So anyway, super important, but a very different role if you're comparing personal lines underwriting to commercial underwriting. And, you know, these are very broad terms, especially commercial. So many different parts to that, but it's a much more complex process. It's still more professionally driven. In other words, an underwriter is really engaged in that process. On the personal line side, it's much more automated. Mm. You will see a lot of the underwriting is done by artificial intelligence, for lack of a better term.
Right.
In other words, it will go through the system. The system's programmed to underwrite the vast majority of the business that flows through the system. Okay. And that's why you have companies like Geico, for example, that really is a super efficient machine. You know, most of that business never hits an underwriter's desk. It just goes through the system, accept, reject, and pricing, and you're done.
Okay, so the question then becomes, let's see how, if we can, people can figure out how old I am. Do they still have Raiders?
I would say not on the personal line side. That's really all done, through the technology.
Okay, so, so even the people
now,
that...
On the commercial side, different, yeah.
Okay, so there's no such category as Raiders anymore.
I would say not on the personal line side. There could be on the commercial side, depending upon the product.
Right. Okay. I'm just recalling from my 400 years ago career, and then
it's what about 400 years? Yeah.
What about loss control reps? We still have those?
On the commercial side, yes.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about what they do.
Well, a loss control rep will work in concert with the claims department, basically, to help an insured develop a loss control program to prevent loss. And that's exclusively, well, I shouldn't say exclusively, for the most part, it's on the commercial side of things, because, again, you have so many different types of businesses that have different levels of risk depending upon the business that they're in. And a loss control expert will, sometimes they'll be affiliated with the agency if they're a large agency. That's a service that the agency would provide to their client, to have a loss control expert come and help them devise a loss control program that can, even help them affect their rates in a positive way.
All right, so we minimize risk.
Prevent loss.
Right.
Yeah, minimize risk.
Okay, and then is the sales piece, Jer. And that's a pretty big piece, especially on the agency side. Tell us about that and the licenses required.
Sure. Okay, so on the agency side, in New York State, you need a, and again, let's talk about the two very broad segments of the insurance industry, and I'm really oversimplifying this. But on the one side, you have property and casualty, which would be your auto and home insurance on the personal line side, and on commercial, business owners' policy, general liability, workers' compensation, products like that. That's all property and casualty. For that, you need a New York State property and casualty license. It's approximately 100 hours of pre-test study. Mm-hmm. And then now it's available online, finally, as almost everything is. And then you've got to sit for the state exam and pass the exam.
Okay.
And then you've got to revalidate that every 2 years with continuing education credit. So that's on the P&C side, property and casualty. Life and health would be, life insurance, disability income protection, long-term care insurance, protection products, but, the focus on protecting income. That would require a life and health license. And that is, I believe, a 40-hour classroom requirement prior to sitting for the state exam.
Mm. All right. Now, speaking of, while we're on the subject of jobs within the industry, you brought with you today, Jer, a couple of jobs, right? We have some from Farmers Insurance. Tell me what the Farmers is looking for.
Sure. I will tell you this. My wife, Alice, is a recruiter for Farmers. So, we're an all insurance household. And there's a lot of opportunity there. I mean, it's a major brand, a really well-developed brand, over 90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got some real opportunities on the sales side. They're still growing in the Northeast. It's still what they consider an expansion market.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are not quite ready for agency ownership, you can start as an agency team member. Now, you're not a direct employee of Farmers. You're actually working for an agency owner, because they're independent contractors.
Mm-hmm.
With a Farmers appointment. But for many, that's a great way to start. If you have little or no experience, you get your license and you really learn the nuts and bolts of how the distribution system works and all of the other moving parts. So that's sort of the base entry level. The next level up is a formal program that Farmers has called the Agency Protégé Program.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're literally getting ready within a year to become an agent.
Okay.
And there are different financial incentives in this program to do that. And that's a great program for the agent and the team member who's really looking to become an agency owner. And then finally, it's agency ownership, where you are your own boss.
You know,
it's basically, I'll say it's like a franchise. There's no franchise fee. There's no franchise agreement. But it's similar in that you're representing the Farmers brand. And, there's a lot of benefit to that because they do a lot of advertising. And, again, they're very highly regarded in the industry, and there's a lot to be said for that. The agency ownership, to me, is the ultimate.
Right.
You're in business for yourself but not by yourself. You've got this you know, very large, well-appointed company behind you, and really a great opportunity. So all three of those opportunities exist now in abundance. And you know, again, I'm gonna give Alice a little pitch here. She's great at what she does.
Let's do more than a pitch. Let's give her a shameless plug. What's her number?
Okay. It is 516-325-3174.
Okay, one more time, Jerry.
And sure, 516-325-3174.
Okay, and she's the recruiter for your agency, yeah. Right? She's the recruiter for your agency.
She's a recruiter for Farmers Insurance.
Right.
So she's on the, I guess you could call it on the corporate side, but locally here in this region.
Right.
And she's got agency experience. So she can really, you know, if you really want to learn more about those, any of those opportunities, she's done every one of those jobs.
Okay.
So that's, you know, she's a great resource.
Fantastic. Okay. Now, Jerry, give you a number.
Sure. It's 516-779-4281.
Okay. Especially if you have suffered through COVID, you could be joining a guy that has been there and done that and probably had it worse than you did. Maybe all you COVID folks should have, you know, post-COVID folks should stick together, Jerry, and if people need insurance, that, you know, no matter what kind of need insurance they have, they can reach out to you at that number, right?
Absolutely.
One more time, give me that number.
Sure. It's 516-779-4281.
Okay. Jerry, thank you so much for being here today. I am so glad that you're feeling better, buddy, and I hope that it continues and that in a relatively short period of time, you're able to turn the corner and say, I'm done. I'm completely done, you know, and that you're never going to have another symptom. And I hope the medical community meets you there. So we're out of time. You've been listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor and Ken Connolly. We're here for you every week. Kenny, do we know who we have coming up next week?
You stumped me again.
We stumped him again. It's what it is because he's got two show nows. He's so big, he needs an assistant. I think, Kenny, you need an intern, okay? And you need someone like you to help you with both shows. But again, congratulations to my super intern, Ken Connolly, for getting this job. He'll be able to get production experience and all the other experience he's not getting here on the air. We got to go. See you. Have a great week, everybody. Happy hunting.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.